This type of restaurant underlines one of the basic confusions of my life. I frequently find myself trying to tip slot machines and tilt waitresses. Just now I'm trying to find the caviar. While I'm looking, suppose you do the same. I shall rejoin you in a minute.
Welcome to our show. If you've got that problem, but I think that you should know, this ain't the same old story. All the same old song and dance. Don't speak of faded glory. Chance. I want to tell you something. I'm someone you can trust. You'd better take a good hard look. 'Cause when I'm gone, I'm in this dust. Hoping I'm over my sensation. Doesn't know the love fantasy.
Yeah! Salem.
Recently, I got to thinking, we haven't done a good horror episode of Blank Gin in quite a while here. It's been at least a couple months since we had just a straight up horror Halloween, you know, just that big terrorific episode. So I thought maybe we would do a little bit of that tonight and, you know, have some surprises here and there and talk about a few things. But right now, let's just start it right out. Let's just get right into it. And here you go. Here's something spooky on Blank Generation.
If you don't believe in vampires, turn up the radio. Somewhere in this town right now is one that you might know. He looks and acts like a teenage boy. He even goes to school. Have you ever thought your boyfriend might be a teenage ghoul? Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Red Hill, catch soon, yes, yeah, big moon. If you don't remember, you'll be wet.
When your boyfriend takes you out at night, what does he like to do? Go to dark and scary places, or see a monster show or two? Does he seem to like the moonlight? Does he kiss you on the neck? Why does he say you're his forever? You'd better check your neck.
Beware, beware. You can call him up in the old time.
Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Catch bell, catch soon, catch ya, big moon. If you don't remember to beware.
Perhaps you're sitting home alone. Then where is he tonight? Is he really where he said he'd be? Or taking his midnight flight? Now I don't want to frighten you, but look behind your chair. You must have left the window open. Something's moving over there. He's coming closer. Can you reach the telephone in time? What's that? You say someone cut the line? Tune in later when you're alone. The scream you hear may be your own.
It is the place where devoted pets are laid to rest.
What did we do tonight, Judd?
What we did, Lars, was a secret.
But nothing buried there ever rests in peace.
Come back to me, Gage.
Paramount Pictures presents Stephen King's chilling bestseller. No! Pet Cemetery, rated R. Now playing at theaters everywhere.
I walked with a zombie.
watching KERA-TV, Dallas, Fort Worth, Benton.
Mr. Holmes, we are double written, Mr. Holmes. Holmes. My poor parish is double written.
What has happened?
But two deaths, Dr. Watson, in the space of 2 days. This is the work of the devil. Make no mistake.
Put your faith in the known and tangible, Mr. Rando.
Mystery is made possible by a grant from Mobil Corporation.
Welcome to Mystery. I'm Vincent Price. Tonight, Sherlock Holmes risks his life in what he calls his strangest case, the dangerous adventure of the Devil's Foot. Overwork and unhealthy habits have taken their toll on the great detective, and his doctors have recommended a restful vacation to prevent a complete breakdown. So, Holmes and Watson set out for the wild coast of Cornwall to read and to observe the ancient archaeological ruins. But as Holmes has often pointed out, when his mind is not occupied with the solving of a case, he has to relieve his boredom with something else, usually a 7.5% solution of cocaine.
That crate.
Snored, Cutting Heads. And before that, we had Social Distortion with The Creeps. The past week or so, I started thinking about some of the older songs that I used to listen to, and a particular Motley Crue song came to mind because I always thought this song was so weird and creepy, but it's kind of it's wrapped up in a kind of a power ballad bow. It has to be the most sinister, strange power ballad from that era. And I thought it would be kind of fun to play here. If you never, you might have heard this before, and if you have, you might not have noticed the lyrics are so dark, almost as if they're written by a serial killer or a stalker. But I've always thought this was pretty fun because it's so insidious. So here you go. Motley Crue, You're All I Need. I'm Blank Generation.
Blame. When my sister Nikki and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing apple trees in our backyard. But our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Nikki and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the home's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we had moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she hung herself. The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair, placed exactly in the center of the room.
Yeah. Why is it when the night comes, the whole world seems spooky, scary, horrible, and frightening? Is it because it's dark? Or is it because there's something out there, in the dark? Who knows? I don't. Do you know that sound? I don't. Is that someone coming, or something? I don't know. Is that a bird, or some lost ghost? I don't know. What are all those sounds, all those things, all those sounds that live in the dark? I don't know. But if you want to find out, come with me. It's a dark, dark night. And we're walking down a dark, dark road. And the dark, dark trees make dark, dark shadows. And the shadows look as though they're living. Living? No, they look like... I don't know. But are they trees? Trees don't sound like that. Do they? And there, back from the dark, dark road, is an old, dark, dark house. And the house has a dark, dark door. And the house is dark. Dark. Hello?
Hello?
Is anything home?
Home, 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 home.
The halls are dark. Dark. And all the rooms are dark, dark. And the stairs are dark, dark. And there, in the corner, a dark, dark corner, is a dark, dark chest. And when I open it, out jumps a dark, dark... ghost!
you live, he knows you're alone. He knows you're alone, and it's going to be for the very last time. Rated R.
Now playing at Red Carpet Theaters.
The fascination of the eerie. Weird, blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They are waiting. Waiting for you. Now.
Search in my mouth, soaking bloody from. I let across my sweated back, was white as any snow. Devil's wild, the old map which she used to ride a broom. Now every night she leaves the earth and rides me to the moon. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. Devil's wild, the old map which she's a ride of me. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. The devil's wild, the old map which she's a ride of me. She makes the devil sign, she waves her magic wand. He throws open the fiery gates and tears it to ride on. Saw the burning brimstone, I saw the fiery cave. Every soul that burns therein is friend of the devil's slave. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. Devil's wild, the old pet rich, and she's a riding me. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. Devil's wild, the old pet rich, and she's a riding me. To your grave. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. Never swallow the old meth witch, and she's a ride of me. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. The devil swallow the old meth witch, and she's a ride of me. Oh-de-oh-ho-ho-ho-de-oh-hey. The devil swallow the old meth witch, and she's a ride of me.
Marcel Bontempi. I think that's the correct pronunciation. He's not going to sue me if it isn't. But yeah, that's a pretty cool track there. Really dig that. Speaking of stuff that I really dig, check this out. This is a cover of a really old song, actually. Well, not really old, but somewhat old. It's a cover of You're Dead by the band We Are the Union. Vampire Ska. There you go. I'm Blank Generation.
Don't sing if you wanna live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Unloved, weeping like rain. Got you sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead,
comes out at night, all dressed in black with her skin so white. Fishnet stockings and her monkey boots, red Eddie's skirt and jacket, parachute. She's a vampire, she's a vampire, vampire scar. Get out some garlic, put on a cross, only if sunlight that a stake through her heart. She's a vampire, she's a vampire, she's a vampire, vampire scar.
I don't have any friends.
Until they were rudely interrupted.
What do you want to do, Skull? Sit on the gravestone?
I just want a party.
This place is a mess.
Now, look who's awake. They're on the way.
War Brave.
They're back from the grave and ready to party.
I think things are getting out of hand.
The Return of the Living Dead.
Starts Friday, August 16th at a theater near you. Check your local...
waits and he stares.
sun's always standing in the darkest corner of my room. He's tall and wears a suit of black, dressed like the perfect groom. Where are you going? Why won't you stay? They might be scared of you, but I just want to play. He has no face. He hides with the trees.
You best-selling author in America, R.L. Stein, wants to give you lots and lots of goosebumps three different ways. First, Goosebumps books, where the terror began and the screams go on forever and ever. Then, give yourself Goosebumps, the books where you choose from 20 different scary endings. And coming soon, Goosebumps Triple Header, three stories in one monstrous book, three times scarier. From Parachute Publishing and Scholastic Inc., available where books are sold. Write us to get information on how to join the all-new Goosebumps fan club. Goosebumps, they're so good, it's scary.
Sister, in his hands, he's got you and me. in his hands.
They don't have caviar. The manager has offered me elderberry jam, which he claims looks exactly the same. He feels that when you buy caviar, you're just spending a lot of money for the name. He may be right. I'll never know. Next week, we shall return with another story. Until then, good night.
Thank you for listening to Blake Generation with Uncle Salem. And it's 1 week closer to Halloween, Halloween.